Now, we all know there's a noisy American holiday here the first week of July. It's Independence Day, 4th of July, a time of great patriotism, and a time to reflect on the music that we think of when we think of the United States. We thought in honor of the 4th of July, we would ask our very own music director, Vicky Greger, to tell us some of the songs that come to mind when you think of the 4th of July. What are you going to be listening to when the fireworks are exploding overhead?
You know, this year's a little different for me because I'll actually be on the radio while this is happening instead of at a party where by the time the fireworks go off, people sometimes forget it's the 4th of July by the time you get to 9 o'clock if you've been at it for a while. So I'm trying to think in terms of at least a set that I would play when I start hearing things happening, looking out the window here. So immediately, every year, no matter what, I always play Radiohead National Anthem. Such a fierce song, and it builds to this very chaotic, but there is something kind of grand about, especially that last couple minutes of that song. The cacophony of the whole thing captures, the cacophony that goes around 4th of July celebrations, and especially the end when they shoot up every single firework that they have.
Chaotic and grand. I like that phrase. It's very synonymous with what the democratic experiment is all about.
Toward the end of the song, there are horns blatting and all the instruments coming in together and kind of this big, finale, and then it disappears and it comes back. It's somehow very fitting for me. There's a craziness that goes with 4th of July. Maybe not considered an up song by some people, but there's a certain coming together of everything that I think makes sense on 4th of July as opposed to if it were Easter or Memorial Day. There's something very, let's light some rockets now, about that song.
Definitely. All right, what's the next one?
Well, Love and Rockets, and again, I'm going for the easy thing here. No New Tale to Tell. Some of the lyrics, too, address for me, when you're down, it's a long way up. When you're up, it's a long way down. You could be thinking about the actual physical fireworks doing what they do. You could be talking about the trajectory, perhaps, of what a country goes through, what a political party goes through. It just seemed to come together. And I'm really happy their name is Love and Rockets.
Let's take a listen.
Woo-hoo! You cannot go against nature, because when you do, go against nature, it's part of nature too. Our little lives get complicated.
Now, you might be thinking, this is going in kind of a dour direction. I think there's something about 4th of July that is so different. It's very celebratory. There's a lot of pride. But to me, there's always been a lot of... There's an edge of craziness to that holiday that is undeniable to me. And I think we sort of, are lifted up by that somehow. You know, it's not a warm and fuzzy holiday. There's something very, dare I say, explosive about the emotions around that holiday. So.
People like to hear them. Please call my name.
All right, what's next?
Well, now, because we do need to temper this a little bit, and now it's bringing people together and reminding people that they can kind of dance together and be peaceful together. So, of course, who does that better than the Grateful Dead? And I'm thinking Fire on the Mountain.
So, Vicki, I'm hearing that 4th of July for you is almost more of a party. It's a gathering. It's a social event more than a patriotic reverie. It's right? I mean, I haven't heard America in any of these songs yet.
It's, you know, people preparing for these parties or these picnics that grow into parties, and people are going to hang out all day and all night together, and it's going to end with this amazing light show. And there's something about doing that shoulder to shoulder with a lot of people, you know, it's spectacular. Okay. The adult beverages might have kicked in big time by now, so let's just, you know, chill out a little bit and kind of lead us into our last song and last fireworks.
And what is the final song of your 4th of July playlist?
I have to go Beatles, All You Need Is Love.
Can't go wrong with the Beatles.
You know, it's the last fireworks. They do the big spectacular ending. There's that word again. And then now it's done. You got to do something with that energy. So, you know, now you're swaying and all you need is love. And you've had a full day. Dogs are calming down. Put the kids to bed. Yeah, it's a nice way to go out.
You're really soundtracking the evening, soundtracking sort of that moment of the anticipation of the fireworks themselves, and then the come down, the sort of emotional release from a nice day of hanging out with friends and watching some fireworks.
And have all your feelings, revelry, patriotism, communal stuff. You know, everybody's got a take on what this day's about, so let's put them all together and see how it tastes.
Happy birthday to the good old US of A. We've got a Spotify playlist of 4th of July songs picked by our very own music hosts here at 91.5 KRCC. And you can find that on our website at krcc.org. Nothing you can see that isn't shown. There's no way you can be, there isn't where you're meant to be.